Track 4. Go back to Grand Street and continue walking in the same direction, west, for 2 blocks and stop at Mott Street. Look at the variety of buildings and shops as you walk. Pause the tour description until you get there. This area is what's left of Little Italy. Starting in the 1870s and 1880s, severe poverty, overpopulation, and natural disasters drove many southern Italians to leave their homeland and come to New York, seeking work. Just 20 years later, over 500,000 Italians lived in this city. Picture this street filled with people and horse-drawn carts, as well as horse manure, stray cats and dogs, and garbage. The neighborhood pulsated with people, noises, smells, and sights, much like present-day Chinatown. Today, only about 1,000 Italian Americans still live here in Little Italy. Next, walk into DiPaolo's Fine Food. It's at 200 Grand Street, at the corner of Mott Street. DiPaolo's has been a family business since 1925. Luigi DiPaolo's great-great-grandfather started the business in a store down the street. This neighborhood store is thoroughly modern, however, and now also sells its products on the Internet. Several Italian food stores can be found in this neighborhood, but 100 years ago, there would have been many, many more. What do you smell in DiPaolo's? Who's shopping? Who's behind the counter? Make some notes about the food on display. You might even ask the person behind the counter for a taste of one of the cheeses. Later, you'll be asked to compare the food on display here to what you see in Chinese food stores.